So mindfulness as a term has gotten much more famous in the last number of years. And it comes from one particular teaching of the Buddha, a lot of the main exercises of mindfulness that are done. So one of the recordings of the teachings, you could say, is called Satipatthana Sutta. It's the foundations of mindfulness. And the Buddha basically taught by talking to people. He would go to different communities and then people would ask him questions or he would give a Dhamma talk. And then for some hundreds of years, the teachings were passed orally, so someone would remember them. And then the monastics, the practitioners, would actually memorize the teachings and then pass them on like that. And then finally they got written down. So this one's one of the main teachings about the basics of mindfulness that he gave. So I want to share a little bit of it with you. So in the translation he says bhikkhus, which is like for the term for the monastics, but really it means the practitioners of meditation, which includes all of us here. So you could imagine like he's talking to you, so he's talking to us. So practitioners, this is the direct path for the purification of beings, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief, for the attainment of the noble path, for the realization of liberation, namely the four foundations of mindfulness. So this is the direct path for the purification of beings, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, the disappearance of pain and grief, for the attainment of the noble path, for the realization of liberation, namely the four foundations of mindfulness. So the four, we've been talking about them in different ways. They're mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of the mind, mindfulness of this feeling tone, this vedana, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And then the fourth one is kind of a category that includes what they call dhamma. So it includes like the five hindrances I mentioned and a number of different sort of categories of things. But for today I'd like to focus on the body. Some aspects of the body part. So he continues his instructions for us. A practitioner is mindful when walking, standing, sitting, lying down, or in whatever movement or posture the body is in. So notice he doesn't say, only be mindful when you sit. So it's including everything. And even goes further. So a practitioner is aware when moving back and forth, when looking straight ahead and sideways, when bending and stretching their limbs, when carrying or wearing clothes or bowls, when eating, drinking, chewing or swallowing, when defecating or urinating. I'm not kidding, that's in there too. When walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, waking, speaking, or being silent. Practice awareness with clear comprehension. So it seems like as much as possible he tried to cover every possible activity he could think of that you might do in human life. He didn't yet have computers to say while computing or something, but the continuity is suggested there, right? So even when you go to the bathroom, when you're eating, when you're getting dressed, all of this stuff can be included in our practice. And really the best thing for our practice for developing a mindfulness that can continue into a regular life is to develop with this kind of gentle continuity, this observing mind, you could say. this mind of awareness that can be there not through strenuous effort, but just very gently, continuously present in all the different postures. So in case you haven't tried some of these other postures, or in case a few of the things I've mentioned have been missing from your practice, you could consider, like, okay, so where's the gap? Where's the area in which I think, okay, finally I'm done, I could do nothing here, right? So is it when you're getting dressed? Is it when you're going to the bathroom? Is it when you lie down, you think, it's not time to practice, or is it at the meal time? So you can just keep an eye out for, are there particular areas in which there's kind of a gap in my awareness? Some area in which I'm not aware at all. And it could be even very small ones, like it could be as you leave the hall, you're not aware when you put your shoes on or when you put your jacket on to go outside. Or you could notice even smaller ones, like when I'm reaching for a door handle, I'm not aware. I just unconsciously go through the door. And in this practice, we just have to be very, very gentle with bringing the awareness in. So just noticing, am I aware? And then it doesn't take much effort to just bring awareness to that moment. You're just feeling, knowing the feeling there in the body. And then we could recognize what's the relationship to the moment. So noticing further if there's a sense of pushing or pulling, if there's a sense of resisting or wanting something to happen. So sitting is the posture in which people usually think of meditation. And then we've talked some about walking, but just encouragement for you to really include that in your practice. And a couple of things that you could consider when you're walking. One is just feeling into the pace of walking that helps you to be present. So you don't have to walk super slowly, but you can just feel into like, oh, what pace feels like a good pace for me to walk? Like what speed that allows me to be mindful? Also, you could notice even further within the walking, you know, am I more present when the feet are striking the ground and less present when the feet are moving? Is there some gap in awareness that's happening, even on some small level, during the walking? It could be that you're walking somewhere and then you turn around and you could notice, oh, when I turn around, am I less aware in the turning? Does that happen unconsciously? So just being curious about where there's the gaps in awareness. Similarly, lying down. So sometimes you might feel like, oh, I'm tired of all this. I'm just going to flop down. So flopping is okay. But when you flop down, then just notice very gently what it's like in the flopping position. So lying down can actually be good practice for connecting with the level of relaxation that's possible in practice. Because when you lie down, usually you can relax all the limbs of your body. So unfortunately, our hall is a little bit small for us to be able to practice lying down here. But I encourage, if you haven't tried this so far, to try this. Like, probably in your bed is a good place. Lie down, and not lying down like I'm going to sleep, but lying down, trying to relax the body fully, and then trying to be aware. Actually, the level of relaxation that can be possible is so much more than we might think. Like, it's possible that a lot of the time in the meditation we're kind of over-efforting to be present. So even that moment before you fall asleep, when the body is very relaxed, mind is relaxed, it's like that level of ease could be what's present in our practice. So sometimes in the lying down, we could notice like, oh, where's the added sense of unnecessary pressure we're putting in meditation? And just lying there, just very gently allowing the observing mind to come. So it can be helpful to try the lying down posture if you haven't tried that before too. And then standing also. So standing is another one that we do in our regular life quite often. Maybe you have to stand and wait for the bus. You have to stand in line in the grocery store. Or stand while you pump your gas in your car. So cultivating ability to be present, to be aware during that time in that posture is also very helpful. So you could take some time to do that. You've been just standing, looking at the lake, or standing outside, being present. Very helpful to practice in all the different postures during the day. So we can be inspired by this teaching. This is the direct path for the purification of beings, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief, for the attainment of the noble path, for the realization of liberation. So we're fortunate we're on this path, and all we need to do is just continue along. So we're in the heart of our retreat now. So just continue your practice gently, patiently. You can just see what unfolds. So we can continue sitting now, or if you haven't tried the standing posture and you would like to do that, I'd also invite you, if you want to stand in the hall, that's also okay. So if you want to try standing practice, you can shift to the standing posture either now or later, as you wish. It's also good for if you're sleepy, of course. And you could do this for as long as you want. You could practice for a few minutes if you like this, or if you want to practice for the rest of the period, it's also possible. But if you prefer to sit, that's also okay. So even as you're shifting to the standing posture, you could notice what that's like. So observe in the unfolding, the awareness of that. And we can just practice in the same way. Just recognizing if awareness is present. Just noticing our relationship to this present moment. And even in the standing posture, we can see if we can relax. Notice if there's any way that you're unnecessarily holding the body. Any tightness in the muscles of the face or even the muscles of the legs. You can just allow the skeleton to hold you up. And in the sitting posture as well, notice if there's any unnecessary tension in the body.